This is the point of public comment. To ensure fairness to those who wish to participate in public comment, the following rules have been adopted. Each speaker's remarks are limited to 3 minutes in all cases. Board members shall not respond to any remarks made during the public comment period, though the board may ask clarifying questions. Third, if the speaker would like a response from the board, the speaker must leave their name and a method of contact. A written response will be provided as soon as practical. Okay.
Good evening, board. Happy belated Labor Day. I haven't been able to attend the other meeting because I had some personal things to take care of, but I'm here for a few things. As you know, it's almost approaching a year since I've been coming to these meetings to get a resolution or resolve this incident. And for you that don't know me, my name is Odessa Hunter. I wrote a complaint about 3 security officers here at the library for denying me access in October of 2021. So as of today, I really don't know if you all are aware of what the complaint was about or what happened, because I never really got a written response from the board in almost a year. So I'm just asking, I did make copies and I wanted to know, I don't know if you're aware of what happened, and I don't want to leave you out there. I wanted to know, I have 14 copies. Would it be okay if I give each board member a copy so somebody maybe a response to me, because it's ridiculous. And also I wanted to see that, if you respond, is there any kind of way where I can get a receipt that I gave it to you so you could communicate with me? I don't know. And also, is this one thing that was bothering me was about the plaque. Last couple months ago, I asked where was the plaque, because I see all the, and I was told that by 2 board members that it would go in here. And you stated to me you put it somewhere else, but you never said where. So, and then when I asked, they said it was with you, Mrs. Spears. Somebody told me that one of the people, you know, part of the administration, told me that it was in your office. So I was just saying that, where is it? Because if you don't want, you know, I just wanted to know where it was at. Do anybody know? Okay, if you want me to wait to the end, fine.
So it is hanging. We wanted it to be in an area where staff could see it. This room is very seldom used except for this purpose.
Correct, that's what I was
saying.
And
so it is hanging in the hallway to the staff break room. It is hanging in a place where all of the notices to staff go.
For 2 months.
Yeah, and it's been there for 2 months.
Well, where is the staff break room?
It's around 2 hallways.
Well, I'm not familiar with down that one. This floor?
Well, it's in a staff area. It's not a public area. It's in a staff area.
Okay, well, here's what I was told. And I'm just saying how things change here. When I wrote the plaque by the board members, I was said, everything you write about the board, go on the board with the rest of the plaques. Those are all the achievement plaques. So evidently there was a miscommunication to me, and you took it, you put it with a staff at. So I don't know what made it different from all these achievements. I'm just saying how it was treated different. Even when I was told it was put in your office first, I didn't understand that part. That's what I was told. So I just wanted to make you aware of that, because I was just thinking about this ever since 2-3 months ago when I asked where it was at. They said it was in your office. I didn't understand because I was already told by 2 board members that it would go up there with the rest of the achievements. So I don't know. Maybe something is different. That's all. And so I don't know how I'm supposed to do this, because I've been doing it for a while. Would I be able to put the copy? So I got 14 copies. Okay. It's out, but can I get 2 copies?
We can still get the copies.
You can set them up at the end of the table.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.